And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for pop culture. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is the man who always comments on people's Instagram photos with the little letter A at the end, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, you know. You seem to have found my secret of sliding into the DMs. I always use a signature at the end of my comments.
That's good. It's to let the girls all know A-Dog's in town.
Oh, you bet. You know. Rough, rough.
Man, that was rough, rough.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just say I'm not so hot today.
So how are you doing? Anything new going on in the life of A-Dog?
Besides having the new nickname of A-Dog, nothing too much. You know, taking some new meds, but you know, that's just a me thing. I wasn't here last week.
That's right. I almost forgot.
Yeah, I almost forgot that too. Yeah, I wasn't here last week because I moved.
Yes, see, that's an actual story you could tell, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I moved to a place that's like 5 minutes away from the place I moved out of.
Oh. I guess there's new scenery.
Yeah, not like a crazy move.
That's good. I was going to say, wait, you don't live here anymore?
Yeah, I moved to Calgary.
Oh, man.
Bye.
That would have been a horrible choice.
Well, hey, if there's a good job waiting for me, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, you weren't even here to celebrate our 50th podcast.
Was it really our 50th episode?
Yeah, I had to give Tristan the streamers and balloons to celebrate with me.
Oh, really? That's such a bummer.
Yeah, well, for the 100th podcast, hopefully you're not moving again.
Yeah, for number 100, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, if we keep going the way we're going, it might end up being around to move again.
That's right, yeah. If the pace continues, we'll have Tristan here for all the big anniversaries.
Well, hopefully this last place will be the second to last move. And then my next move, I plan on staying at that place for a while.
Whoa. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm sick and tired of moving every year. So I kind of just want to be able to settle into some place for an extended period of time.
That's fair. Yeah, I've been in this place for 2 years and it was nice not having to move. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. But now it's time to move, unless you want to find roommates.
And I don't, so I'll move. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Are you guys going to try and find a two-bedroom or just, you know, solo bedroom?
A one-bedroom.
One-bedroom. Better yet, get a studio. That way you can walk around naked everywhere.
Well, I was saying a studio just because it's cheaper. I was like, heck yeah. I don't need walls.
Well, let me guess. Andrea wants walls.
Oh, well, I was also tongue-in-cheek saying it. I don't really want a studio either, but, you know, I'm not a picky man. Well, whatever's cheap, I'll take.
That is fair. I mean, you can get a lot of places downtown for pretty cheap.
That's true. Okay, I guess I should rephrase that. A non-sketchy place that's cheap, I'll take.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Whew. Good thing I did not rub that lamp when I made that wish. But yeah, I played poker last night. That was the big thing I did. We had a few people here for a $10 buy-in. But I should rephrase that. I didn't play poker. I just lost poker.
Yeah,
it was not a good day to be Quentin. But, you know, that's all good.
I really wish I could have made it. But, you know, had to be up at 4 a.m. this morning. So probably wouldn't have been a good idea to play poker.
Yeah. Yeah, I got second last. That was my goal. Once someone else lost before me, then I was just like, screw it. Let's go all in. I'm not winning this game. Yeah, Andrew did good. So after I lost, I was rooting for Andrea. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, you could be the breadwinner of this relationship. That's fine. Just get us that money. Alas, we're both sitting here poor now.
Well, it's better to be alive. It's better to be alive than poor, I think. I don't know where I was going with this.
That's true, yeah.
I think I'm supposed to say just be happy you're alive.
That's true, yeah. All right, well, moving on to the stories this week, we can start with probably a little small news to get us excited here. Alex, woot, movies woot. Are going to be opening up soon.
Woot, woot!
Yeah, it's finally here. Cineplex has released the schedule for Edmonton and Calgary, so if you do end up moving, Alex, you're good on that front as well. Both of them are going to be opening up 3 theaters in the city.
That's awesome. I'm all down for that.
Yeah, and if you're already down for it, Alex, you might be even more excited here. So they're going to be opening up, I believe, at the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be $5 admission for any movie.
$5?
Yeah, there's no new movies at the moment. So you can watch Birds of Prey, the shitty new Jumanji film, and a few others. I just don't have it open right now. But yeah, they're all $5 each. You just go in and watch one of them. If you haven't seen Birds of Prey, me and Alex have both seen it in theaters. I think it's a great film to watch in theaters. $5, can't go wrong. The Jumanji film I would recommend never watching.
I didn't hate it.
I know, I'm kidding. It's fine. I wouldn't watch it in theaters, but
so they only have 3 films coming.
They've only announced 3 at the moment. I think they're just trying to like get a confirmation for some of them.
And Inception. They have Tuesdays.
Inception should be coming out soon.
Inception should be coming out?
Yeah. Because Christopher Nolan and the studio have announced that Inception will be coming out in its place of Tenet, because they've moved Tenet back.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that was going to be the next news, so it kind of ties in here with the whole...
Okay, I'm not sure if I should be happy or sad about that story, because in one case, I'm like really excited for Tenet. It's like one of my top 5 most hyped movies of the year, but... Then again, Inception is one of my all-time favorite movies. It's in my top 5 all time.
Yep.
So, do I go see it in the theaters?
That's pretty exciting. It should be in theaters when Tenet was originally supposed to be out, which was July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So, Inception should be out in the theaters at that point, just to get people all excited. And Tenet's been, it was pushed back 2 weeks, and they just announced yesterday it's now pushed back a month, so it's going to be out August 15th.
Well, that's a week after my birthday, so I know what I'm doing post-birthday.
There you go.
And then, if only it released on my birthday, that'd be nice.
Yeah, me and Andrew actually just watched Inception for Andrew the first time. For me, it was only the second time, so...
What did you think of it? Or what did she think of it?
We actually both loved it.
Right?
Yep. I was even surprised at how much she liked it. I didn't realize she was such a big Nolan fan. So now she's like, all right, I guess I'm excited for Tenet now.
she had to watch it to feel excited for Tenet?
Yeah, yeah. Once she realized, okay, this Nolan guy, he ain't bad. I guess we can watch Tenet.
Now the question is, what would you rate Inception? Is it one of your top 5 favorite films?
No, it wouldn't be a top 5, but it's still a great film.
The one thing that I will say about Inception is no matter how many times I watch it, I always find something new about the movie.
And I like movies like that, and I got that vibe from it.
That's what makes it so good is if it has a good rewatchability. And Inception is just one of those movies you can watch over and over again and still find something fresh.
So when was the last time you've seen Inception?
I saw it a few months ago, actually.
Oh?
Somewhat recently.
Do you have it on Blu-ray?
I do not have it on Blu-ray, but it's like, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
So, yeah, I have ways of watching it. I actually have it purchased on my Apple library, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I do own it, just not on a disc.
Gotcha. Yeah, so connecting everything with Nolan here. Tenet was supposed to be released, I believe, July 15th, roughly. The second week of... The start of the third week for July here. Mm-hmm. And Tenet has announced that they pushed it back 2 weeks because the company wanted to push it back a lot, but Christopher Nolan is very adamant that he wants Tenet to be the film that brings movie theaters back. He wants to be the hero that brings the industry back, and he wants Tenet to be the first big film released.
Yeah, the first big film, the first big summer movie. It's not going to be competing against anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance it could drag in a bit of money.
Yeah, so Christopher Nolan really put his foot down here. He really wants it to be out as soon as possible. So they only pushed it back 2 weeks to make Nolan happy. But once Mulan realized, that meant it was going to be the first movie to come out, because Mulan was set to release, I believe, July 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
July 24th, around there. Mulan didn't want to be the first film to come out. The people at Mulan are the opposite of Christopher Nolan. They don't care if they get that title. They just want to make as much money off this film as possible. And they don't want to be the first film to come out, so they pushed Mulan back as far as possible. They pushed it back a whole month, and it's now right at the end of August, moving into September. Mulan.
When you said as far as possible, I'm like thinking, so it's not coming out till next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I guess it could be much further. I mean, yeah. As far as possible in the terms of still being considered like a summer blockbuster film.
Yeah, the end of August definitely is kind of a cutoff on that.
Yeah, and it's really starting to push into Black Widow territory, so I'm worried they might push Black Widow back soon now. But Mulan's been pushed back a month, which means Tenet got Christopher Nolan's approval to push it back to August 15th, I believe, again.
Guys, just expect everything to be pushed back.
Yeah, so they're just going to keep pushing stuff back a little until we get some more updates here. But so, long story short, Tenet and Mulan have both been pushed back a month. Tenet is still set to be the first big film to be released first. So Nolan is super happy.
And I only have to pay $5 for the ticket. That's awesome.
Well, $5 for the Inception ticket. I'm sure when these big films come out, it's going to be back to full price.
No, it's going to be $5.
Okay, that's true. If we just keep it out in the universe, then we should be fine.
Just keep it around $5. It reminds me of freaking Grandin Theaters. Do you remember Grandin Theaters?
I try to forget Grandin Theaters.
It was so cheap. It's a crap movie theater, but it was so cheap.
No, I'm kidding. I actually just got a Facebook reminder today that said, oh, let's look back at this day where I went to the Grandin Theaters and bought four and went to see four movies back to back to back.
That sounds like an awesome time.
Honestly, I looked at that post and I was kind of thinking, man, I should do that soon. And $5 a movie, why not now?
Yeah, why not now? I mean, normally you'd spend over 50, close to $60 to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, guarantee COVID-19, if I did that, I went to four different theaters at once. I have to go in lockdown after that.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to start 14 days. You have to tell your boss, hey, I went and saw four movies in one day, so I need to go into lockdown.
Which, hey, you know, get to watch four movies and get a week and a half off work. Sounds like a great idea.
That's not bad at all.
So there's been a bit of changes since the Black Lives Matter movement. And there's been a lot of companies that have now announced that they will not be having white people voice people of color in their animated shows. The first one to come out was Simpsons. They've announced that they will only be having people of color voice characters that are people of color in the show. So the voice for Cleveland is gone. Cleveland, the voice for Cleveland, he stepped down before this. He wanted to show that he supported this and it wasn't right.
What?
And, yeah. So I don't know if we're going to get a new Cleveland voice or if they're just going to kill Cleveland off without Cleveland saying anything.
Oh, no. Aw. Cleveland is such a fun character.
Yeah, well, if I still watched this show, I might have been really sad.
The funny thing is, Cleveland's on Family Guy, not The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was saying that, I was like, actually, I don't even watch The Simpsons, but I've seen Cleveland. So, yeah, Cleveland was the first to step down. Then Simpsons responded and said all their characters that are people of color are going to change.
Huh.
So
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I'm interested to see how this works. I think it makes sense, but it is a huge change for shows like Simpsons and Family Guy that have made so many seasons, and it's become a, like, we're kind of used to the same generic format. It'd be weird to change it up. But right? I don't really watch the shows anymore, so maybe it'll draw viewers. I might check in on an episode to see what they're going to do with Cleveland. Or, I don't know who from The Simpsons is person of color, because Apu's gone, right? I feel like you removed him a year ago because he was too controversial. I don't know. But
I didn't even know they got rid of Apu.
I could be wrong. I thought it was because there's just a lot of stereotypes with him, and it was kind of very racy, his character.
Yeah.
So
I just rewatched The Simpsons movie a couple days ago, and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, so I thought I heard that they got rid of him, but maybe they just really changed his character up. But yeah, because of, you know, the undertones with his character, which are very over-the-top tones. I feel like they either removed him or they definitely changed him in some way. But any person of color on these television shows, they're now going to be played by people of color, which I think is great. And even Disney has taken the route, or not necessarily Disney, but the actress that plays Anna from Frozen, she also voices characters of people of color, and she has announced that she is stepping down from all of those roles for future films and shows. So it seems like a lot of people are following this trend.
Yeah, I mean, I said, I'm not sure how to feel about this, because I think if you think somebody's right for the job, then they should be the ones to have the job. Simple as that. That's just my personal opinion.
Similar to, dare I compare something to the fantastic film Cats, but the lead cat, Veronica the White Cat, was played by an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
And they still kept the cat white, because that was, you know, as crucial of a character trait as you could get for Cats. But they weren't like, oh, it's a white cat, it must be played by a white person. No, they looked at who was the best for the role, which was that actress that I don't remember. The ballerina girl. I'm sorry, I'm not super into Cats. I don't remember much.
He's not super into Cats anymore, folks.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. I do like that mindset of whoever is the best should get it. But I also like the idea of they're kind of giving an open opportunity now to, you know, some pretty awesome characters. That'd be awesome to become the next Cleveland Brown from a show that nobody really watches anymore.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, put that on your resume.
I'm sure they can find somebody that makes a good Cleveland Brown impression that is also black in color.
I imagine so.
Like, Cleveland's a popular character. I'm sure they can get away with it.
All right, now on to the next story here. And we're all about equality in the world at the moment, and at Pop Topic, obviously. But the Simpsons, Family Guy, all these shows have removed white people to play African-Americans. And we're taking this one step further now. There is a movie that the lead is supposed to be a robot trying to learn to live in society. And they are straight up removing any humans from playing this role. This is going to be a robot playing a robot.
Well, that's definitely a first.
So watch out, Arnold Schwarzenegger, because we got somebody coming for their title here. And they have built this robot purely for this role. They wanted to have a robotic actress play this character, so they built her from scratch, and she is ready to go.
Please tell me that she's going to be running away from big explosions.
I don't know. Whatever she's doing, though, it's going to be great. This is going to be a huge hit.
Oh, it already sounds like a huge hit. I mean, what could possibly go wrong here?
Yeah, they're not having robots play human roles. That would just be inhuman. But Robots will be playing robot roles as they should. Imagine Alita Battle Angel with Alita as a robot, or Terminator with no Schwarzenegger but with a robot.
Oh, that'd just be weird.
It would be so much better. It'd be so much more realistic.
It'd be realistic, but that'd just be weird. Like, Arnie is who we grew up to be, the Terminator.
Now, I have a question here, Alex.
Shoot.
How much do you think the robot's getting paid to be the star in this film? Like, do they still have to pay the robot?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, the robot's starring in the film. You think they have to, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
I don't know. It just leads to a lot of questions here. I'm just very curious because I want to know if a robot's getting paid more than I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I just want to know, am I so useless to society that an AI is making more money than me? So I want to know, how much is robots getting paid, like, as soon as possible?
Now, do they get paid in bitcoins or actual currency? That's the real question.
Oh, I feel like Bitcoin is out now, but they could just get paid in charge, right? Maybe they just plug them in for 10 minutes. Okay, there you go. That's your hourly wage. Get back to work.
Yeah, you're right. That could be it.
Yeah, the AI is like, thank you, master. Let me terminate these people.
I got nothing for that.
So B already has an IMDb page, and it's already been, and this film is already registered as its first debut film. So from the sounds of it, this robot might be here for a franchise, or might just become the next big star in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to play a guess a game, Alex? Here, how long do you think it's going to take for us to get a Hollywood star that says B?
That says B?
Yeah, that's going to be the robot. Like, how long is it going to take for this robot to get their name on Hollywood Square?
I'd say 50 years.
50?
50.
No, I don't know, man. I think this is going to be huge. I think B is going to hit it real big. I'm going to give B 10 years. I think 2030... we're going to be having a story here, you know, if we haven't killed ourselves yet, talking about how B is officially on Hollywood Square.
Well, I mean, no promises that we won't be here by then, but I will say no, that's not going to happen. I'm going to say 50 years. I think technology needs to come much more of a long way for this to work.
Nope, I have faith in B. B's going to be a huge hit with the crowd. I think over or under for 2030 for B winning an Oscar.
Over under for 2030 B winning an Oscar?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the under.
Like, you think it's going to happen after 2030?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think she's going to get on the Hollywood Square before she gets an Oscar.
I mean, don't you need to, like, win an Oscar or something like that to get on the Hollywood Square?
Normally, but this is a robot. I feel like Hollywood is just going to be so high on the robot idea that they don't care.
Well, fair enough, I guess.
Also, last time I checked, Kermit the Frog doesn't have an Oscar. I don't think that's a rule.
Kermit has a Hollywood Square?
Doesn't he?
I don't know. Does he?
I'm pretty sure he does. Same with Mickey Mouse. I don't think Mickey Mouse has a Oscar.
But does Mickey Mouse have a Hollywood Square?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kermit and Mickey Mouse, just because they're such iconic characters, they gained them a Hollywood Square.
Okay, well, I guess because they're so iconic, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, and that's going to be B in 10 years.
You think it's going to be B in 10 years?
Yeah, but I don't know if she's going to win an Oscar. That's a bit different. See, Hollywood Square, it's a bunch of millennials just really excited to put someone's name on the square, and they're going to be so high on B. It's going to be a hit with all the millennial crowds. They'll be like, oh, it's my phone, but with a face on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the hashtag Stan B is really going to catch. It's just, it's so, I feel like she's just going to be such a hit with the younger crowds, but the older crowds, dare I say the B word, I feel like the boomers, even though they start with a B, they're not going to be a fan of B, and I just don't see the Oscars voting her in for any awards.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but I cannot see. I don't know. Something tells me the old white folks that loved Irishmen and Two Popes last year, something tells me they're not going to be a huge B fan.
I think you're absolutely right on that. Safe to say that betting on the under for the year definitely is the right call.
Yeah, but this was actually going to be my next question here, where they start with a robot that plays robot characters, but is this slowly going to lead us to the cheaper alternative for what the Irishman did, and instead of CGIing Robert De Niro's face, could they just not have the AI just digest every single thing Robert De Niro has said in interviews and in other films and just recreate a Robert De Niro through a robot?
Well, doesn't that sound more expensive than de-aging?
Would it though?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a, I didn't go to school for robotics, man.
Neither did I, but I'm not saying, I don't know, it seems pretty cheap to me. You just gotta have the robot process all the stuff Robert De Niro has said and done, and then you don't have to CGI the robot. The storyline would be Robert De Niro's this old man. In the first scene, I'll show him getting hit by a bus, and then all of a sudden, the doctors are like, oh man, we can only transfer their consciousness to a robot. And then the movie is about Robert De Niro as a robot become like a mob boss or something.
You know what? I'd probably watch that movie.
Yeah, exactly. You just have the robot just be like the capsule for all these great actors' voices. Like there would, it would still be Robert De Niro talking with his great acting through the face of a robot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think B could work in many ways here. I think there's many future storylines for her. I hope this first film is a hit and it doesn't flop like Alita Battle Angel. I don't know if people are tired of robots yet.
I think people are pretty neutral on robots, I'd say.
Yeah, well, is there a robot in the MCU that hasn't been used yet? Could we fit her into the MCU?
I'm not a huge comic book person, so I am not entirely sure on that. But I'm assuming there is.
Yeah, that's my assumption too. I don't know crap about comic books, but odds are there's one robot.
Like some weird form of Iron Man or something like that.
Yeah. Spoiler for Endgame, but Iron Man's dead. So let's just make B the next Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah. Man, B just jumped from debut film to Hollywood Square Oscar winning Iron Man.
Yeah, that sounds realistic enough.
Yeah, all within the next 10 years. We got this.
Mm.
So on to my best friend, and I'm sure Welling's a big fan as well, Kate Middleton.
He's becoming a staple of this podcast.
I know. I feel like I keep getting all these news stories about her because maybe they just think I'm a huge stan, which, you know, fair enough. But all of her stories are just so random and weird, and they're all popping up on my feed, so I feel like it's trending. So I don't know. I just feel like now that she's not cooped up in a castle in England, she's kind of like, fuck it, I'm just going to do random shit. I'm a human being now. I'm not stuck in a castle.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a real head scratcher, though. I don't really know what's going on here, so I'm hoping you can help me piece this together. But Kate Middleton is just out and about on Instagram, just commenting on random people's photos with a random sentence or caption, and she always ends the sentence with C.
Because, you know, you got to sign off on your own stuff.
Yeah, she signs off on her comments. How old is Kate Middleton?
I think she's in her 30s.
See, that's what I thought, but, like, that is such a 60-year-old thing to do, isn't it? Like, I picture my grandmother commenting on something and then adding a little letter at the end, be like, oh, that's my little sign-off. It's to let you know it's from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why she's putting C at the end of this at all. But the bigger question is, what does the C stand for? This is Kate Middleton. There's not a single C in her name.
Maybe to her friend, she goes by Kate with a C.
As in cat? Is this her subtle way of letting the studios know, hey, I really want to be in the Cats 2 film?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you think it stands for crown, to give a little heads up to Elizabeth that she's coming for her crown?
Oh, dang. Yeah, that could be it, too. Didn't even think of that.
I have no idea.
This is a weird story.
Never mind, I just figured it out. I just scrolled down here. It's because Kate, the long form, is Catherine, so her name actually starts with a C.
Oh. Okay, see, that's... I was kind of right.
So yeah, that makes a lot more sense than crown or cats. So I get it.
You get it.
Still not a fan. Don't like it.
But she's being polite and like signing off her comments.
Oh, is that polite? I didn't realize that. I didn't realize when I comment on people's photos, they're like, wow, this Quentin guy's an asshole. He didn't even sign off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize I was coming off that way. I'll have to fix that.
Yeah, so you got to sign all your Instagram comments with Q-tip.
Yeah. And B sign off would literally just be her entire name. It would just be B.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't do Q. That would make too much sense. I would probably do
Q-tip.
No, it's got to be like one letter. Maybe I would do D, to let everyone know. Well, it has a lot of connotations, but the reason would be because I want to let everyone know that I want to be in Dora 2.
That's the reason for it?
Yeah, I want to be in Dora the Explorer,
mm-hmm,
2, coming out in 2021.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, or maybe I should also do B, and that would be to let them know that I want to be in that live-action Barney film.
Yeah, I forgot there was a live-action Barney film.
But, yeah, Kate Middleton, I don't know, comment on random people's posts. I think she's losing it. I think she is running out of money, and they're living on the streets right now, and she just doesn't know what to do, so she's just losing her mind. The 2020 is obviously a sad story for everyone, but I think it's a very sad story for Kate Middleton. It's just her slowly going into chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best, Kate. Hopefully in a week she'll learn to stop commenting on random people's photos. Imagine if you were that guy that was just randomly got a comment from somebody and they were like, see, at the end.
I mean, she's doing her own thing and I kind of like it. I won't hate you for doing your own thing.
I will, Kate. I was your fan. What are you doing? Also, in the article, it says that it's very mysterious, and that's why they have the little C there to add a little mystery as to who sent it.
Oh my god.
But it also says her username, which is like, pretty much tells you straight up, hey, you know, probably Kate Middleton.
I'm part of the royal family.
Yeah, so I love how, you know, a little mystery keeps you on your toes until you actually look at the username. Something that I think is actually pretty exciting is the change to Splash Mountain here.
So yeah, I did hear about this one.
Yeah, this one's pretty exciting here. So we were just discussing the Simpsons changing everything up, and obviously us removing humans from playing robots and having actual robots play the films. And we're changing things up again. We got Disney changing Splash Mountain due to the racial undertones from the film it was based on, Song of the South. And we are now changing the theme up. It's going to be based off of The Princess and the Frog.
Is it still going to be called Splash Mountain?
That I do not know. I feel like they would. I don't know why they would change the name.
I hope they don't change the name. Like, they changed the theme of the film. I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with that.
But, I mean, the name Splash Mountain is iconic.
That's the thing. I feel like if it was any other ride, who cares? But you can't really change Splash Mountain. That's definitely one of their most iconic rides.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite rides on the one time I went to Disneyland.
Yeah, I never liked the ride, but, you know.
It's still Splash Mountain.
It's still iconic. I'm not hating on it. I'm going to defend it. I'm a defender of a ride I don't even like.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't like rides that get you wet. Maybe I'm weird that way. I don't know.
I don't. It depends on the day, I guess. If it's like a cold, windy day, that makes sense. But if it's like blistering hot in like 35 degrees Celsius weather in California, then getting wet, I think, is actually a good thing.
Whoa.
What? It cools you off.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm excited for this. I would definitely get wet for this change here. The Princess and the Frog. It's a great film. I actually just watched it a few days ago before the story even came out.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect timing on my end here. But
never.
What?
Never seen it.
Never seen it?
Never seen it.
Nah, that's fine.
I was about to say y'all can hate me for it, but I've never seen it.
It's a good one. I just find the middle part so weak. I love the beginning and end. The beginning and end are both extremely beautiful and maybe like some peak Disney scenes, but the middle is just so dumb. I can't defend the middle part. So maybe that's what the ride will be like. Maybe they'll change it up completely. Maybe the middle part will be a total drag, which, you know, is kind of like the ride anyways. The beginning's fun. You're all excited. You're like, woo, I'm going to get wet, which, you know, is me every time when I go to bed. And then the middle part, it's a drag. Oh, my God, this ride's kind of lame. And then the ending is the big fall. You're like, heck yeah.
It's the big climax.
Yeah, yeah, it's the climax at the end. So
every time you go to bed.
I guess it makes a lot of sense for Princess and the Frog, Splash Mountain. I guess they have a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, I'm not going to make a special trip to Disneyland to go see this, but hey, I mean, why not?
Well, I've been wanting to go to Disneyland for a while now, so...
You want to plan a trip to Disneyland?
Yeah, I'm more inclined to go now, to be honest. I am rearing to go for a trip to Splash Mountain.
What about Disney World? That's in Florida. We get to experience all the stupid Floridians.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't go to Disneyland. No, I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, it's bigger and it's got Hogwarts.
Yeah, no, I'm a much bigger... What? No, Hogwarts is in Orlando, Universal Studios.
Well, why not go to both?
Have you ever been to Universal Studios?
I have not.
Much better. Universal Studios. I'm a big Disney defender. Huge Disney fan. Disney World is trash compared to Universal Studios.
Really?
The Universal Studios parks are awesome. They have some of the coolest rides ever. Not even close.
Well, I guess I'm saving my money for a trip to Florida then.
But, you know, maybe it's not going to be as good anymore because they closed down the Jaws ride.
Well, I don't know. I'd never experienced the Jaws ride, so I don't know.
Which, to be fair, Jaws ride wasn't even, like, in my top 5 or 10, but, like, it's still a good ride.
Well, what's your favorite ride?
Oh, man. It's tough. There's a lot of good ones. I really love, obviously, the Jurassic Park ride.
Obviously.
Which, ironically enough, is kind of like Universal Studios' version of Splash Mountain. So, kind of a hypocrite. If you just put an icon that I really like, I'm like, ooh, I don't care if I get wet. It's a T-Rex.
Rawr.
Yeah.
It is like going the T-Rex's mouth.
Yeah, but that's just a really cool ride. And I also, even though I'm not a big fan of the movie, I love the Mummy ride.
Oh.
The Mummy Ride is like legit freaky awesome.
Freaky awesome.
Yeah, like they have these bugs crawling down the walls, and you feel like it's crawling into your cart as you're driving, and then
Oh.
everything lights up in flames. You feel like you're just in this room that's on fire, and the mummy comes out. Very chaotic and awesome.
Sounds like it. You make me want to go to Disney World even more.
Yeah, I feel like there's like an age on that ride where my little brother couldn't go on. He was so bummed. But I would have loved to have been there and watch a little child lose their shit from that ride. That would have been terrorizing.
You know what? I'm gonna start saving money today for it.
Yeah, I remember Disney World, my little brother like freaked out over the Stitch ride. So the Mummy ride would have been 10 times better.
The Stitch ride. I didn't even know there was a Stitch ride.
Yeah, it's just you sit down and in the middle of like this theater, there's this giant Stitch animatronic that like runs around and is trying to break from the cage. I don't know, it's like a little show, I guess, like a little 5-10 minute show where Stitch is trying to break out. And my little brother thought the Stitch thing was real and was trying to break out and kill us all.
Right.
But it's like a blue animated character. But no, my brother legit thought it was real and he lost his shit. And so we left the ride and he was terrorized. And this was the first ride of the day. And we were like, oh shit. But we went on a bunch of other rides. It was fine. He was having a blast. He forgot all about it. And at the end of the day, I don't know why, but my mom had this bright idea of being like, okay, that really terrorized him, the Stitch ride. We should go on again and make him realize it's not as scary because he has gotten used to rides now because we've been doing it for the whole day. So he'll go back on the Stitch ride, realize it's not scary, and then he'll get over his fear. So then he'll be fine for the rest of his life. So we forced him back on the second time. He's crying in line. He knows where he's going and he is freaking out that he's going to see this demon again. And sure enough, we sit down, watch the Stitch ride again, and he is losing it. He still thinks it's real, and we're now horrible people for dragging a child back on to his like worst nightmare. So yeah, we like to tease my mom about that every now and then because he was, for like months after that, he was like, and then the blue alien tried to kill me twice. So, not a big Stitch fan.
Wow, just give your child like horrific nightmare.
Yeah, I do love, like, the first time is fine. Okay, the kid just didn't like it. But I do love the memory of us in line, everyone staring at us as he's yelling, do not let me near this demon. But we dragged him.
Not only nightmares, but public embarrassments as well.
Yes, I'm sure those people in the lineup, if they saw him today, they'd be pointing and laughing, being like, ha, you're the guy that cried in the lineup. But I'm excited for the Prince and the Frog adaptation for this ride. I actually think they should do this for more rides. I feel like Disney doesn't really update their rides, and some of them are a bit, like the old iconic ones, a little out of touch. But I think this is a good step. I think Prince of the Frog is a great adaptation for a ride. And yeah, I'll check it out if I ever bother going to Disney again.
Plan a trip to Disney.
Yeah, let's go. That will work out well.
Yeah, let's just get all the buds and agree to just plan a trip to Disney.
Yeah, if only we had friends.
I know.
All right, well, let's move on to maybe the biggest story for some people, not for me, but we have Kanye West and his new Yeezy partnership. Are you aware of this story?
No, I've not. But how do you partner with something you created?
He is partnering up with another company for a new brand of shoes here, and the Yeezys are now partnered up with, take a guess. Let's see if you just, I'll give you one guess. Do you have any crazy ideas to what other clothing company he's now going to be partnering with?
Oh, please tell me it's something ridiculous like Crocs.
Oh man, you just made the story significantly less exciting. Crocs would have been great. You know what? I'm not even excited anymore. Do you want to just skip the story?
It?
I don't even, whatever. Kanye West is partnering up with Gap.
The Gap.
Yeah.
You're right, that is less exciting.
Yeah, we got the Gap and Yeezys partnering up here. I'll send you the link personally here. They got a nice little new company icon for this partnership. Which, I'm not super excited. I don't really care, especially now that Crocs could have been an option, but
As soon as I said Crocs, I just ruined your day.
yeah, the story's less exciting now. But very cool icon or very cool logo here.
Man, it would have been a good day to put stocks in Gap.
And I was just about to say, Gap has rocketed this week. They have went up 39% over the news here, and they have brought over $1.4 billion in.
Well, that's a nice total, I guess.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit for 1 week of news here. So Gap is loving this. I don't really know what Kanye's getting out of this. Maybe he's getting like a disc, like an employee discount for Gap.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Kanye's going to be rocking those Gap shirts. So for all you clothing fans out there, maybe this is good news, maybe not, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't really follow that kind of news as much. But still, very exciting. Now, another partnership that might not be, as beneficial, at least to one of them, is we don't discuss politics as much, or at least we don't try to. I just want to read off the headline here to you, Alex, right? I just think this is such a hilarious story, and it is the Michigan candidate's daughter urging everyone to not vote for him.
What?
Yep. Straight up, there's no twist to this story. It's just a candidate running for office right now, their own daughter is begging people in some viral tweets to not vote for her father into the office.
Why?
He has said some racy things apparently online. He denies that racism even exists. He says white privilege isn't really a thing.
Jeez.
And so his daughter has basically disowned her own father, and she is just telling everyone, do not vote for this horrible person that is my own dad.
That got heated real quick.
Yeah, so, we try to avoid stories like this, but man, I just think that's hilarious. Just imagine, Alex. All right, Alex, just close your eyes. You meet the woman of your dreams. You guys get wet in Splash Mountain. You
Yep.
guys end up getting a child. You take care of this child. You give them your life's work. You feed them, clothe them, give them shelter for the next 17, 18 years of her life. You then bring up that racism isn't a thing. And then your daughter is like your biggest anti-campaigner for your political office. So that's just great.
I love how you're just so casually, oh, bring up that racism isn't a thing.
Yeah. Well, because like, well, I'm not trying to diminish race, so I'm not trying to focus on that part of the story. I'm focusing on the funny part of the story, which is the daughter being, his biggest rival in this competition. But obviously, I'm backing up the daughter in this story. Obviously, saying racism isn't a thing is insane and not a good thing to do. But yeah, I'm not trying to brush it off. I want to focus on the funny part here, and that is the Michigan candidate. Most people's rivals are the other people running for office, but I don't know if maybe this is a sabotage and the people he's running with paid the daughter like a nice $10,000 to just shit on her own dad and she was like, whatever. Or if she just genuinely hates her dad so much that she wants him to lose. Either way, it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is pretty funny.
Yeah, she has to be old enough to live on her own, right? Because there's no way her dad's going to keep giving her a roof after this.
Oh, yeah, she's disowned.
Yeah, man, that's some balls. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
So,
I can't stop laughing. That's funny.
yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, man. You clearly know you're in the wrong when your own daughter just doesn't even want to support you anymore. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
This dude must just have trouble finding work after this. Like, on his resume, it just says ex-daughter.
Mm.
Man. I'll take a moment of silence for the father's career dying before his eyes. Okay, that's long enough for a moment of silence. We don't care that much about him.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, that is it on my end here. Alex, anything new going on with sports?
Yeah, there's actually two stories in sports. One of them really blew up the internet, and the other one happened just last night. So basically, the NHL draft has placeholder teams now. So basically, with these NHL playoffs, there's going to be 8 teams that lose their first round playoffs and get thrown into the NHL draft as placeholder teams. Now, the funny thing about this is that these teams have good enough records to make the playoffs. They're decent teams. They don't need the first overall pick. However, it was announced that insert placeholder team E won the draft lottery. So an unknown team right now has the first overall pick. And that's created some funny memes around this whole situation, including one player with a hockey jersey that just has on the back of it placeholders. So this is basically just like an unknown team winning the lottery in this case. Not a crazy huge story, but definitely something to lighten up your day. If you're a hockey fan and you kind of understand what I'm talking about, you'll understand how funny this is. Quentin, being not a hockey fan, probably doesn't understand how funny this is.
I actually have some news for you, Alex.
Oh?
That is my team. I won.
That is your team? Place your team E?
That's me. I figured I was debating between that name or C,
mm-hmm.
but Kate Middleton took that one, so I went with placeholder.
Not even placeholder D? You didn't go with D?
Yeah, that's some low-hanging fruit. I'm going to save that for my Instagram account.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in any case, so yeah, that just makes the draft a whole lot more entertaining and exciting. So that also means that if Edmonton were to lose their playoff round matchup, they automatically have a chance at the first overall pick. And that would just be insane. Again, if you're a hockey fan, you'll understand why that's insane. But yeah, enjoyable hockey story. But I'm gonna skip over to the biggest story of the week, and it touches on our little Black Lives Matter racism thing. So Naz, what?
That's how you said a racism thing. All right.
Okay, so NASCAR announced about 2 weeks ago that they would be banning the Confederate flag from all racing events. Now, this sparked a lot of backlash amongst hardcore South NASCAR fans, who, of course, you know, support the Confederate flag. And this led into what I believe happened Thursday or Friday of last week, where the only African-American driver in the NASCAR series, his name is Bubba Wallace, he arrives to his garage for the race, and he finds a noose in his garage. Now, of course, this is some serious news regarding this, as he believes it was a threat against him, a racial threat against him. And so they had the FBI investigate, and it turns out that the noose has been in that specific garage since October of 2019, at the very least. So what this begs the question is, why in the hell are people hanging nooses up in NASCAR garages? It just doesn't make much sense, because now you lead into a story like this where, coincidentally, the only black driver on the circuit gets a garage that has a noose hanging inside of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy story.
Like,
so in October, we're like a bunch of kids being like, it's Halloween time, let's just hang some nooses in African-American garages. Is that like the new thing these kids do? I don't know. I'd have to ask my brother.
Gosh darn these kids. That I would not doubt it for a second.
Yeah. See, in high school, I put whoopee cushions on chairs, and I thought that was a classic prank. But Man, they take it one step further with Neuson African American garages. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. I mean, for me personally, it was more of a Vaselining locks, but putting nooses in garages definitely should not be a common thing.
Yeah, see, back in my day, in high school, my favorite pastime was going to Splash Mountain, but these kids, and now they're all into these nooses and stuff. That's crazy.
But yeah, so anyways, those are my sports stories for this week.
Hold on, no, we're not done with this story. I have more questions about this noose
Oh,
story. So, Bubba, how did he just notice this now?
what do you mean, how did he just notice this now? It's not his garage. He was assigned the garage for the race.
Oh, I thought like it was like the garage for his house.
No, it's the garage where they store their race cars.
So the noose wasn't directed at him. It was just somebody just put a random noose up at a garage that could be for anyone.
Exactly. He
Got
just
you.
had the unlucky coincidence of being the person that got assigned to garage number four.
So nobody had garage number four until now? Like, did no one else notice this
Well,
giant
yeah.
piece of rope?
There haven't been any races at the racetrack all
Oh,
year.
okay. All right, I got you. I was gonna say, if someone's blind enough to not notice that noose, they should not be driving.
Yeah, but apparently video footage confirms it's been there since October of last year.
Yeah, very weird prank, but that makes a lot more sense. I thought you were trying to tell me that Bubba just didn't go into his garage for 5 months, and I was gonna say that's the biggest headline of the story. Some dude just doesn't even drive.
Yeah, I forgot. You don't know Jack. Well, you know very little about sports, and I have to explain where
Yeah,
the
you
car.
say, yeah, exactly. Say garage. Yeah, I'm gonna think of, garage for a house. I was thinking maybe he was gonna change his tires, so he had to go in his garage. Because I just had to change my tires this week, so I would have noticed a noose too if I had to be stuck in a garage for 5 hours changing tires. Sure, this goes without saying, but I just want to clarify. There wasn't a body hanging on that noose, right?
There was not a body hanging on that
All right, I
noose.
was gonna say maybe somebody just hung themselves because they were just really bummed in October that they didn't get the candy they wanted. I don't know. I don't know what these kids are into these days. Maybe it was the female lead for the upcoming robot film hanging herself because she just lost the part to a robot.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, or maybe she went to a fortune teller in October and she was like, "So my birthday is in April 2020, and I want to have as many people come over to my place and celebrate it." And then the fortune teller went, "That ain't gonna happen, Jan. There's gonna be a giant pandemic, and nobody's allowed to leave their rooms." But anyways, that is it for news this week. You can follow us at poptopic_pod to get absolutely nothing because I haven't posted anything there in a few months. And until next time, you can see me at my own personal Splash Mountain. Q.
And I'm Alex. You can catch me auditioning for the role of Cleveland Brown. Oh, wait, I can't do that.
Wait, who said that? I didn't hear any sign off at the end.
Oh, it's Alex.
No, you gotta say A at the end, remember? We gotta, yeah, that's the new strategy to let everyone know who you are.
A, I forgot. Yeah, we're doing
Yeah.
A.
Yeah, Kate Middleton, she like was so confused at first. She's like, "Wait, who? Wait, there's no letter at the end?"
And then just put the A in it. Oh, it makes
Yeah, she's
sense.
like, "Oh, okay. Whew."
Oh,
Oh, all right. I almost didn't know who it was for a second. All right, and until next time, see you guys later.
you guys.
Yeah.